Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Craig Peters with us, Funny Bone this weekend, tonight, and then the rest of the weekend, actually the Friday and Saturday night with Ryan Hamilton.
Very funny man. What a good comic.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Ryan and Pete and Craig will join us tomorrow. Again, but they're here now. Craig's here now, I should say.
I am hanging out.
We have double Craig's.
Present.
That's right.
That's why I'm glad Petey leaves.
Yeah.
It's too confusing.
It is. Craig Peters.
A lot of people call me Pete or Petey.
Right.
Who know me for a while. So when I hear Petey.
Yeah.
You answer.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. And it's like when I listen to you guys in the morning.
You say something to Craig. So you're sitting at a kitchen table in Cleveland and you hear us say Craig or Petey.
Craig? Yeah.
You look close sometimes.
Perk up.
My son came down and he goes, who are you talking to?
Right.
Because sometimes I'll start answering you guys when I'm listening to the radio, like I'm there.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably a disease.
Right. And had you been here Monday morning, super confusing because we had
Pete Lee.
Holy crap.
Man. Oh, no.
Imagine.
I would have walked out.
Our brains would have fried.
Can't handle that much Pete.
No, way too much Pete.
Born on this date, however dead now. Curly.
Hmm.
Curly Howard. Jerome Lester Horowitz.
What happened when, because Curly was the first one to die, right, of all those guys?
Yes.
Okay. What did Larry say when Curly died?
Hey, fellas. Come on. Come on, fellas.
He could do Larry and James Mason.
That's it. It's no more.
Are there the two you could do? You do more than that?
No, that's it.
I know, and they're not on stage, by the way.
That's only
radio exclusive.
It's a Todd and Tyler. It's a Todd and Tyler radio empire exclusive.
You did Larry Fine 10 years ago on the show, and you do a great Larry Fine. Let's hear it again.
Come on, fellas.
Was it you and Warren and Gannett?
Craig Warren.
Yes.
Yeah.
That did the three Larrys.
The three Larrys.
The three Larrys.
Yeah.
The three Larrys on the show years ago. Still a famous bit.
It is. I
so
loved that.
Stupid.
That's 12, 13 years ago, that bit. That's a long time ago, that bit.
So that would make Greg Warren the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire exclusive character leader at 2.
With that,
Coach Dick Harp.
That's right. Not even a character, Dick Harp, yeah. That is Larry Fine and James Mason.
It was the other day I happened to be watching, TCM black and white movies. And I was like, who is that guy? I know who that guy is. And then finally it dawned on me, oh, that's James Mason.
You mentioned yesterday James Earl Jones' birthday.
Yeah.
And I was watching Dr. Strangelove last night. He's a pilot in that.
That's right.
Oh. Totally forgot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a small role. 1964 that movie is.
He's young, too.
Yeah, he's real young in that. Yeah, he's a pilot in that.
Good.
So we lost Curly.
On this date in...
he died in 58 or something like that, right?
1952.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Because did they have three Curlys?
Well, no.
There was a Curly Joe. There was
Shemp.
Shemp as well. But Shemp was actually an original stooge before Curly.
And he left to be all behind the scenes, and Curly took over.
Shemp thought he was going to go be a star by himself.
Right, right. I like Shemp, though.
Do you?
I didn't like Curly Joe.
Oh, no. No. He's
There's
no
also
good.
Joe Derita,
yeah.
too.
There was two.
Right. He's
the worst.
Yeah, he was the worst.
It is National Winnie the Pooh Day.
But everybody...
By the way,
I thought of you because we did a story where a guy sued his hairdresser, the barber, because the barber gave him a Larry Fine. He just stripped right down the middle, and they called it a Larry Fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just in the news about a month ago. I'm surprised you haven't heard about it.
Yeah, the guy wouldn't shut up or wouldn't stay still, so the barber just had enough of him.
Right down the middle. And he said, the story was...
Hey, come on.
The headline said a client sues barber for giving him a Three Stooges haircut. And I'm thinking, well... Curly was bald, Shemp had. I said, so did he give him a mow?
Yeah, that's the first haircut you have to go look at.
I was going
to
say, did he just cut a bowl cut? I said, you can't sue a guy for cutting into a bowl. You can fix that. And then I figured it was a Larry Fine.
No, you can't fix that.
You can't fix a Larry Fine. you gotta shave the sides. Or if you're going to wait for the middle to grow in around the Larry Fine.
You can comb back a mow. But you can't fix a Larry Fine.
No, you can comb back a mow. You're right.
You can comb back a mow.
That's a good point. But you can't fix a Larry Fine.
Yeah, the whole head hair has to go. To
which,
fix a Larry.
That mow cut is the cut that all those poor kids, those 13 kids that were found in...
I know. They all had the mow cut, like your old man.
They all had the mow cut.
Well, that's one of my favorite... Well,
it looks like Phil Spector's old wig, doesn't it?
Oh, it totally does. That guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that creep from
California?
Because
I look at that, I go, that's Phil Spector's old wig. He bought it at a garage sale.
It's one of my favorite old Bobby Slayton bits. He does that. It's from the 80s originally.
Mo?
The Mo.
Mo?
It's an Asian barber. You want the Mo? You want the Mo?
Oh, Bobby.
Yeah. And Bobby could do that because he's racist.
Yes, he can.
I love that bit. You want the Mo? The Mo?
The only thing you can, the only way you can fix a... is to turn it into a curly.
Yeah, it's got to be a curly.
Yeah, you got to go curly if you want to fix the Larry Fine.
You can't fix the Larry Fine, but you can comb back a mow.
You can comb back a mow.
Remember that.
If you remember nothing else from today's show,
hold on
to that.
This is the high point of the show. I feel it right now.
I think it is too.
I do.
Yeah, I've been here all day. It is. You can comb back a mow.
The false missile alert in Hawaii caused some chaos. Pornhub has released some data.
Listen to this.
Showing a spike in traffic about 15 minutes after they were told that it was a false alarm.
Yeah, it went down during the alarm.
Statisticians found a drop in traffic at 8:07 a.m. immediately after the warning was sent out. Excuse me. By 8:23, traffic was 77% below that of a typical Saturday.
So apparently that's not among people's priorities.
No, we mentioned that yesterday. We mentioned that maybe there will be a baby boom in 8-9 months. I guarantee there will be. Somebody had sex. But I guess masturbation was off the table.
Right. Nobody's going to go to the grave saying, I should have watched more porn.
Right.
But it wasn't off the table for everybody. He said it was down 77%.
What?
Yeah.
It wasn't down 100%,
well,
so there was
not everybody knew.
Well, you're right, but if you're single and you don't have kids and you don't have a girlfriend, you might as well throw one off before you go.
Yeah, you could be clueless, or you could be a porn addict.
Or just throw one off before you go.
Yeah, you could say, well, this is going to be the last thing I'll do.
Right.
Maybe you didn't
but
have your phone near
it
you.
But it picked right back up, they said. It was a relief factor. Oh, God.
Ah. Well, at 8:23, it was 77% below that of a typical Saturday, as residents were notified about 8:45 that the initial warning was sent in error. Traffic began to return to normal, and then it was about 48% above typical levels by 9:01.
I love the Pornhub. They know what they're doing there because they release these stats and anything. Like, they'll do a porn. Traffic went down during the first half of the Super Bowl. They'll do these stats, and we talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting.
It's fascinating.
Right. You can track it.
I'd like to see the stats on how many pants were ruined during that.
Oh, yeah. If you just pooped yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
You know somebody did.
Well, see, in a heartbeat.
You know somebody did.
Oh, yeah.
Pornhub isn't going to track that, though.
Well, no, not yet. Not yet.
They don't have an algorithm for that.
Yeah. That'd be some other site that does that.
Like, I'm still amazed at some of the recommendations for me. They don't know me.
No.
Here, this is recommended for you.
No.
But that means you watch something similar.
Well, see, that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm over quite a variety across the board, so they're going, oh, my God. Oh, okay, this.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine.
I'm all over the board.
You enjoy a whole buffet of porn. So they don't know how to figure you
they
out.
Don't, yeah, they don't. No. They think I'm a bot, actually. What are you, a bot?
This nobody guy can't like this. Nobody likes everything.
Nobody watches this. You're a bot.
Do they have a heart-healthy menu in there? For?
They do. They do.
That's true.
Should.
It'll get the job done, but it won't get you too excited.
That should be a category.
You know, it's heart-healthy porn.
Heart-healthy porn.
Yes. No way. Well, after your heart attack, how long do they say before you could throw one off?
Well, story.
Have an orgasm.
Yeah, because you always hear in the Viagra commercials, ask your doctor if you're healthy enough for sex.
And so I did.
At what point were you healthy enough for sex?
A couple months down the line, Well, it was more than a couple of minutes, about a year later, after the event.
Right.
Which, by the way, it's been 666 days.
Oh, you count? Exactly. You're like an alcoholic.
Today.
You count the days now. Good for
today,
you.
Yeah.
Why not, man?
Yeah.
You were near death.
Yeah.
You had something none of us have ever had so far.
I got to see what I'm getting per day on this thing.
All right, there you go.
Anyway, what was I talking about?
666 days.
Oh, yeah. Healthy enough to have sex.
Healthy enough to have sex. And I asked him on one of my visits afterwards, he goes, do you have any more questions?
Yeah.
And, am I healthy enough to have sex? He goes, you haven't been having sex?
And how long have you been?
This has been about a year after the event.
And
he goes, you haven't been having sex? Oh, yeah, you've been fine for quite some time.
Thanks, Doc.
What?
Ow. You'd think he told you that immediately.
Should be first on the list.
Right.
You'd think you would have asked before then as
well. Well, that's true.
Sure.
That's true. But I kept forgetting.
Or somebody who did you have sex with you would
and
ask.
You got to err on the side of not dying.
Well, that's just
I totally.
That's it.
I see exactly
nobody
how
wanted,
that.
Nobody wanted to have sex with me, so
no one
really. It didn't come up.
They weren't curious enough to inquire or even ask you to inquire.
So, I'll ask you this. Did you mean sex in general or orgasm? Had you had an orgasm in a year? Were you afraid of that?
But I didn't tell him that because I didn't want to get in trouble
in case
he was going to go, oh, no, you can't do anything like that for 5 years.
Got it. Yeah.
Nothing, no problem, Doc.
I'm not going to risk dying if I'm him either. You know, I'm not.
No.
No, I'm with you. I can see how you easily went a year because you forgot to ask him, and then he didn't bring it up, so you figure, it's just probably something I just shouldn't do, right?
Yeah, well, the thing with the stents and everything, the blood flow increased.
Right.
So I'm like... better than ever.
Yeah. All right.
If you know what I'm saying.
But they look at you and figure that no one would want to have sex.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to have sex with
that. Especially with that tooth.
That stupid mustache hiding your dumb tooth.
All right.
By the way, the mustache is kind of becoming more of a Taft.
It is Taft. Yeah. It's coming down. Yeah.
That's what I tell people. Well, I'm auditioning for Taft, the musical. It's a ripoff of Hamilton, obviously.
The problem is you had to put on a bunch of weight to be Taft.
Yeah, I have a fat suit.
A fat suit, got it.
Yeah, but the mustache, you can't fake.
A rebuttal to Hamilton's Taft, the
musical. It's a ripoff. It's a ripoff.
This is Nick, who was in Hawaii when this all went down.
Oh, good.
Hey.
Were you visiting, Nick, or vacation?
Come on, which island?
Yeah. Which island?
Yeah. It was actually right next to Pearl Harbor.
So, okay. That would be Oahu.
So you were what were you doing at the time? Were you out at a restaurant, beach, what?
Watching porn?
Yeah, we flew in Friday night, and we were all tired, went to bed early, thinking to start the day off, So a full day planned out. So we woke up at 6 a.m., ate breakfast at the hotel right by the beach there at the Hilton.
Mm-hmm.
And we went upstairs to change our clothes, and all of a sudden, Amber Alert went off on my phone. Amber Alert went off on my wife's phone. And I thought it was a prank or something. I didn't know if it was real. And we looked out and heard people yelling in the hotel, and looked outside and on the balcony, seeing people running out of the hotel and cars starting to speed up. So we figured it was serious.
I want to ask you this quickly before you continue. Yeah. You and your wife are in a hotel. Do you have kids?
We brought our daughter with us. I was listening to the program. I definitely it came across my mind. Like, I got 10 more minutes. How am I going to spend this? And that definitely crossed my mind.
What'd you do? What'd you do in those 10 minutes before you found out it was fake?
She was freaking out. She was crying, and that wasn't happening. That wasn't an option for her. So.
Well, I know that, but you have your daughter with you. At least I was hoping your kids weren't over in the States, and you had to deal with that,
right,
too.
So
for
she's
that
not the kind of woman who's imminent death makes her
horny.
No,
she freaked out. I mean, and a lot. It was because we went downstairs, and a lot of other people started freaking out, and that really made her freak out. And what kind of freaked me out was there was no employees. Everybody behind the desk was gone. The valet for the keys, my key was gone. So I literally had to grab my own key and run and get my own car. And we just drove to the beach. I just figured it was going to be kind of like the Rogue One ending of Star Wars.
Right.
Kind of sit there and just take it to the face kind of thing.
So you go down to the beach. You still have your cell phones on you. When do you find out it's fake?
Hour later, a whole
hour.
Freaking hour later, and it was life changing. I'm still changed from it. I mean, after that, we found out it was fake and wasn't real, and we just went out. We just looked up all the fine things to do, 5-star hotel.
How old was your daughter? How old was your daughter?
She's actually 7 months.
Oh, so she was a baby, so you'd have to explain anything to her, which is good. But that's also God. That is everything about this story sounds so sad, except for the fact that it was fake, man. You had to deal with that.
We're glad it was fake, but it was definitely a freaky, life-changing experience.
Were you looking into the sky the whole time?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I figured the best way to look at it was the beach to see it coming.
Did you call anybody in the U.S.?
The lines were, all the lines were busy. I tried. Yeah, we definitely tried calling moms and everybody else, and all the lines were busy, and I couldn't get out.
Sure. Every cell phone tower freaky. Was shut down.
That is so sad.
By the way, I haven't seen Rogue One, so thanks for the spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler alert, everybody dies at the end.
All right, cool.
Thanks a lot.
I'm glad you threw that out,
there. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thanks, guys. Let us know. Thanks.
All right. I haven't seen it either. Not that I was going to, but it's kind of funny. You just kind of threw that spoiler in there. He's allowed to. Almost died. That... I haven't seen many stories. We talked about this with the other thing in the news. I mean, everything's to deal with the president right now, so that's enough crap. But you don't see a lot of these personal stories coming out. I haven't seen a lot of these from Hawaii.
It's just a matter of time before there's a movie of the week.
Right.
Featuring everybody.
What they
in
did for
situation.
40 minutes. Right, right.
They'll have Nick and his wife right. sitting on the beach, grabbing his keys.
But I assumed that, that his daughter was older. And I'm thinking that's probably why they didn't have sex. But a 7th month is not going to even know what's going on.
No, no. It turns out a lot of people, when they think they're going to die,
don't have sex.
I really don't want to have sex.
I did like what he did, though. If you're going to do it, don't be in a hotel room in Hawaii. Be in a beach.
Yeah.
Just go to the beach.
Yeah. Embrace the horror.
And die like at Rogue One.
Embrace the horror.
Well, he went to the beach because he thought he'd have a better view.
Well, he wanted
of
to see.
Incoming.
Yeah. Well, he also said that. He wanted to be somewhere.
You're going
to
die either way. You might right. as well die with a beautiful view. Well,
take it in the face in. At the beach.
He never did say if he went fishing after that, because that's what I wanted to
do. He said he did the fine things. We assume not.
Yeah, right.
His last words were,
Rosebud is the sled.
Somebody on the beach would have laughed there.
Somebody on the beach would have laughed.
That's come funny, on. Dude.
And I think maybe somebody in the audience got that.
Oh, yeah.
Aside from us.
But he said it changed him. It would change you. You know, I can't imagine that, what he had to go through, looking at his daughter, his wife. He just landed there. They got there. They flew in time for the bomb. I mean, if he flies the next day, he's not there.
You wonder if they're like anyone going, oh, my gosh, a bomb's going to drop. Well, I'm not going to let him take me out. I'll do it myself.
Oh, boom. That's the story, you know? I wanted to tell.
Yeah, I wonder if any of those happened. Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard anything.
Hell, well, that, no, you're not going to hear from them.
Yeah, you know? No, you don't, you're not gonna.
That happened during War of the Worlds.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The original play on radio, people killed themselves.
Craig took it to a dark place.
Right. Jump off a building.
Nice.
Sorry.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to look into that. Jim shot himself, and he was fine. Hey, Jim, it's fake.